You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today, Mint Primer is written by N. Madhavan. N. Chandrababu Naidu's fourth term as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh could be his most difficult yet, as he inherits a financially broke and industrially ignored state. Mint delves into the challenges the Telugu Desam Party, TDP, leader faces this time around. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. How big was the win in Andhra Pradesh? It was massive. The TDP won 135 of the 144 seats it contested for the 175-member state assembly. The National Democratic Alliance, comprising the TDP, the Jana Sena Party and the Bharatiya Janata Party, won 164 seats in all. The YSR Congress Party, which was in power in the state for the past 5 years, managed to win just 11 seats. YSRCP leader YS Jagan Mohan Reddy had focused excessively on doling out welfare schemes to the masses, ignoring development. The state failed to attract large investments, industrial development stagnated and job creation suffered. This fueled strong anti-incumbency. What was Naidu's campaign pitch? Naidu has promised better governance and economic development. He has also committed to reviving industrial activity in the state and creating 2 million jobs for the youth. However, Naidu too has promised the people of Andhra Pradesh a host of welfare measures. He has promised Super 6 guarantees, which include free bus travel for women, 15,000 rupees per year for every school-going child in a household, 20,000 rupees per year for farmers, 3 free gas cylinders annually, 1,500 rupees per month cash transfer to women aged between 18 to 59, and a monthly unemployment allowance for the youth. Will state finances allow this largesse? The state's finances are precarious. With growth in welfare spending outpacing revenue growth, the state has a cash flow problem, with delayed payment of salaries and other dues having become the norm. Borrowing, at 44% of the state's gross domestic product, is excessive. Most of it goes into servicing revenue expenditure. There is little headroom to borrow more. So Naidu's fourth term won't be easy? It appears so. Raising funds will be his biggest challenge. The 6 guarantees alone may cost the exchequer 1.2 trillion rupees annually. This is over and above what the YSRCP government spent on welfare. Also, Naidu has promised to revive Amravati as the state capital, his long-cherished dream. The cost of this was originally pegged at 50,000 crore rupees. Funds apart, he has to make Andhra Pradesh an attractive investment destination. For this, he must first convince investors of policy continuity. Is there a way out for Chandrababu Naidu? Under normal circumstances, Naidu would find it impossible to keep his promises. Luckily for him, his return to power coincided with the BJP losing its majority in parliament. He is the kingmaker, and the BJP-led NDA government at the center needs his support. Naidu is expected to take advantage of this and demand a special financial package, if not special status, for his state. That should help him part fund his welfare schemes and restart work on Amravati, which PM Narendra Modi inaugurated in 2015. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.